Jumper is the new sci-fi movie by Doug Liman, the director of The Bourne Identity, Go, Swingers, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It stars Hayden Christensen, best known for his starring role in the last two Star Wars films, as a man who can think about a place and then be there. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Doug Liman's Jumper is so in tune with the vocabulary of modern action movies that you can almost ignore how vacuous it is and go with the quantum flow. It's about a guy named David Rice who discovers he has the power to teleport himself anywhere, a few feet down the sofa to pick up the TV remote, or half a world away for lunch on top of the Sphinx. There's no scientific explanation for his gift, but I'm not sure gamma rays would make the film more realistic. The point is that thrillers are more hyperkinetic and computer-generated than ever, and no hero lends himself to a stream of fancy jump cuts like a so-called jumper. A fight begins on one continent, continues on another, and ends on a third, around the world in 80 blows. David is played by the expressive Max Thoreau as a youth, and Hayden Christensen when he's older and blanker. Deeply alienated, David grows up with a drunk for a dad and no mom, and when he discovers his sudden ability to jump from place to place, he doesn't become a do-gooder. He moves to New York and robs bank vaults. David's refusal to play Superman is made into a cruel joke. He watches on TV as Katrina victims on their rooftops call for help, reaches for his umbrella, then jumps to England to pick up a woman at a bar. It's bracingly unromantic for a mainstream thriller. But something terrifying stands between David and boundless self-gratification, a fanatical sect of jumper hunters called paladins who track and skewer them on the grounds that jumping is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. The paladins are led by Samuel L. Jackson with white fungus on his head. It's either the worst rug ever, or Jackson is actually a mushroom from outer space.
Anybody can rob a bank. What I'd like to know is how you rob a bank without opening any doors.
This conversation's over.
This conversation's not over. Do you answer my question?
Tell me.
How'd you last this long, huh?
That zapping stuff you heard? That's the electrified wand and spider web that keep jumpers from jumping. The paladins also have a machine that can follow a jumper's trail through space. They chase David to Rome, where he's busy showing off for his pretty, dull girlfriend, Millie, played by Rachel Bilson from The O.C. He had a crush on her in high school, and they meet again in a bar, where she dabs at his face after a fight and says, "You're bleeding a little. We should take care of that." Has that line ever not been a prelude to sex? It's too bad Hayden Christensen doesn't bring much to the party. What is it about his voice that's so dead, even without dialogue by George Lucas? He's Canadian, but his accent makes him sound like he's from nowhere, and it wipes out the impact of his eyes, which occasionally flash with real emotion. But the big disconnect at the heart of Jumper is that a guy who doesn't walk anywhere, who can't even bother to slide down his couch for the TV remote, hasn't got an ounce of flab and even jumps to Fiji to surf the big waves. His muscles should have atrophied years ago. Jumper is really the ultimate couch potato escapist fantasy, aimed at the part of us that dreams of sailing off the couch and merging with the action on screen. It has a lot of buzz, and it's fairly entertaining, but I can imagine the cries of cheat at the open-ended ending, which plays like the fade-out of a TV pilot. If you're a Hollywood executive, you can't just deliver one hit movie anymore. You only get the big bonus for delivering a franchise. But the only way I can see people lining up to see Jumper 2 is if Samuel Jackson's hair sprouts legs and marches on Tokyo.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Coming up, I'll look at Dexter, an edgy Showtime cable series relocating to CBS this weekend. This is Fresh Air.